This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Routines and time. That's what we've been discussing today. Nathaniel Hawthorne said this, time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. He's a novelist, and we'll get a little bit more into that because I want to use some of his work as a little bit of a backdrop for this segment. But time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. What is it leaving? What is he saying? Is that about a legacy? Are you concerned about a legacy? My bet is you are concerned about your legacy. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hopefully you'll check out some of the things that we do. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale, and you can see the things that we offer in the form of merch. We have decided our merchandise is going to be our message. It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be the things that I say, and I hope you'll wear it and send a picture of you wearing it or using your mug or whatever, because we love to feature you on the website. Legacy, your shadow, what are you going to leave behind? Do you care? Who do you care it's for? When you think about a legacy, are you looking at it at like, man, I sure hope that people recognize me everywhere and they remember my work? Most of us don't. I'm going to use this word loosely, famous. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks of me beyond my circle. One of my buddies and I were talking the other night. He said to me, Kevin, man, we really want you guys to go with us on this vacation with us. And he goes on to tell me, you know, how great of friends we are. Mutually. I feel identically the same. That friend of mine, they are the godparents to my youngest son. That's how much I think about him. He's like a brother. His wife is like a sister to me. Their kids are like my kids. I would do anything for them. That's my legacy. My legacy is in those friendships that were formed. Here's what I can tell you, and I can tell you this is a fact. I have at least five friends who would fight for me to the death or who would bail me out of jail. At least. Do you know that you are lucky to have one of those in your lifetime? I have at least five. I probably have more than that if I really stop and think about it. These are people who are like brothers and sisters to me. They would do anything for me and have. I'm not even having to think about it. They've done it. Not fight to the death, but nor they bail me out of jail, but they bail me out of situations. People have listened to this program going, this dude's a hooligan. I'm not a hooligan. But I feel identically the same. And I would do the same for them. And so that's your legacy. It's the people around you, that little group that you go, they know me. They know who I am, kind of a thing, right? That's your shadow. Your kids, they're your shadow. You do the best you can. I would hate to be Ted Bundy's parents, you know what I mean, or Gacy's or something. But it is what it is. And you can't, it is a shadow you leave, good or bad. And we all try to do the best that we can. And I think that's what Hawthorne was saying. By the way, short story writer, novelist, wrote many, many amazing works of arts. Maybe you read Twice Told Tales in school at some point. And certainly you've heard of The Scarlet Letter, right? Or The House of Seven Gables. They write of Hawthorne, whose family descended from Haythorne. He added the W. But they write of his use of allegory and symbolism that makes him so studied, why people want to understand his writings. History, morality, religion, all things that we talk about today, and put it in the context of leftism today, and it really gets interesting, because like The Scarlet Letter, set in a village in Puritan New England, the main character is a lady named Hester Prynne. I don't know if you guys ever read the story, but she has a child out of wedlock. She got a baby daddy, okay? And Hester believed herself to be a widow, But her husband, a guy named Chillingsworth, Roger Chillingsworth, he comes back to New England. He's alive, but he doesn't let people know who he is. He conceals his identity. And he finds out that his wife has been forced to wear this scarlet letter A on her dress as punishment for her adultery. Now, after prying Hester refuses to name the father of her baby daddy, Chillingsworth wants to find out who is the father of her baby. And he finds out that the father of the baby is a minister, a young minister, a guy named Arthur Dimmesdale. And he is the leader of those who want her to name the father. The reason why I'm telling this story is because this is such perfect leftism. This is a dude who's pretending to be a man of God. And he's saying, you will name the father of your child. And he's pretending that he's not the father of the child and exhorting, prying Hester to, you will name him. And the guy finds out about it. Her actual husband, who, you know, she thought he was dead. But he's back. He finds out. So he torments Arthur Dimmesdale, you know, to end the insanity. And this lady, she's never repentant because she thought that she was in love with this guy. Yeah. Anyway, you can look at this any way you want. I look at prying Hester as a true hero, and I think that's what Hawthorne was trying to do as well. He's saying, despite what society was wanting to do with her, you know, she was in love. She thought her husband was dead, and she found herself a man. And he was too chicken crap in order to admit, hey, I'm having sex with this woman because I love her. And I get it. You know, this is all written during the Puritan times and everything. But it is an allegory for what we're talking about today. For the record, prying Hester today would be nothing. Hawthorne couldn't even write about her. He would be there was a woman who had a baby out of wedlock. And went, okay, and the father was a young preacher. You know, and you mean Jesse Jackson? Oh, man. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, their entrances. One man in time plays many parts, his act being seven ages. Yep, all the world is a stage. We're just playing our parts, folks. What's your shadow?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was going to talk about the food prices, and maybe we'll get to it. But I talked earlier in the broadcast about media subterfuge and how these leftists believe that they've gotten over on us because the media has been complicit, and they feel like no matter what they tell us, we'll believe it. The left feel like they've gotten over it because they say it doesn't matter what we say, what we do, we're not going to get prosecuted. And they really believe they've made that turn. They have to believe it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. But I want to say this. I have never seen this level of enthusiasm for Republicans in my lifetime. I've seen it for Democrats. I saw it with Barack Obama. And we all know how that turned out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Before I get into that, I want to say this. I was at a fundraiser the other day, and a lady, she said to me, what are we going to do? It was funny. She was like, what do we do, you know, beyond politics? And I could hear her crying out, like, we still have to do more. And I didn't say anything. I just gave her my card. She promised she was going to keep in touch. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what we got to do. We have to win back pop culture. We have to win back the media, social media. Take it back. Don't win it back. Take it back. We got to take back pop culture. We got to reset the narrative on what it means to be an entrepreneur. We got to reset the narrative on college and what that means. I know when I grew up, it was a goal to go to college. It's no longer a goal for me. I don't look at it as a goal for my kid. I look at it as, can it help you in certain degrees? Yes. But do you absolutely need it? No. We have to reset. There is a great reset that needs to happen, conservatives, and that great reset is with us, within us. They talk about, they criticize you for everything you stand for. Let's pretend for one second. Let's just say there is no God. Let's just pretend that. But you believe in something higher than yourself, and you live by a credo that says, I could act selfishly, but I won't. Because I believe in a higher power. What's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you encourage that? Let me tell you why the left doesn't encourage it. Because it doesn't mean idolization of them. What it does is it means you are taking your eyes off of them, their worldly trappings, and you're saying, you know what? I don't rate myself based on what you want me to measure by. And they can't stand it. They want you to appreciate their Pulitzers, their Emmys, their Grammys, their Tonys, etc. They want to self-congratulate, and they want you to see them as bigger than life. And you know what we've done, conservatives? We've bought into it. We've done it. We've capitulated. George Clooney said it. Matt Damon said it. Where are these people right now? Where are all these vocal idiots who were criticizing Trump at every single turn, every day? The De Niros, the Rosie O'Donnells, all of them. Where are they? Other than these hags at The View, you can't find. There's plenty to talk about. Give me your call. Oh, war. Okay. Donald Trump didn't get us into any wars and, in fact, got us out of them. Joe Biden is starting wars. Inflation. You want to talk about the poor and hurting the poor? What hurts people on fixed incomes, the elderly and the children? I give you Joe Biden's policies. Where are they? Where are these people that were so vocal against us? The Mark Ruffalos. What's the dude that played in The Claw? He also played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. Ron Perlman, is that his name? Where's he? Joe Biden is jacking up this country. He is inflicting pain and suffering on so many people. And nobody's saying a word in Hollywood. When they do, it's Trump, man. It's still Trump. It's Trump now. It's Putin or whatever. No, it isn't. It's your guy. Republican enthusiasm, folks. Let me put it another way. Anti-Democrat enthusiasm. Call it whatever you want. There's a mass exodus occurring from these Democrats. From their policies, from their causes. People are recognizing these people are flaming idiots. They're racist to their rotten core. BLM, BLM, whatever. No, black lives don't matter. Don't believe that. If black lives matter to Democrats, they would say all lives matter, and they would change policies that raise the ocean for everybody. But Democrats don't care about black lives, and it isn't just Planned Parenthood in black neighborhoods. That's an easy go. It's what happens in black neighborhoods and the fact that these Democrats do nothing to stop the endless cycle of violence and moral decay. They do nothing. Nobody wants to hold black people accountable for what? For being idiotic blacks that continue to do the same crap. Let me tell you something. If you want to live the life, they tell me all the time. In fact, I was having a discussion with a lady. She's married to a black man. And she said to him, when they were moving from L.A. to the Phoenix area, and she says, hey, babe, you know, there's not a lot of black people in Phoenix. And she says, you want to know what my husband said? And I looked at her and I said, good. And she cracked up laughing because she goes, yes. He's a staunch conservative who was living in Hollyweird. And he came here and he said, good. And then a follow-on, And I said, let me tell you what he said after that. He said, I don't want to be around those bunch of silly butt Negroes who I'm more likely to be killed by than any white person I've ever met. And she was dying laughing. She was like, you guys are cut from the same cloth. I know we're cut from the same cloth. I know too many people that understand what I understand. Republican enthusiasm. You're seeing it in all the polls. I'm not going to regale you with poll numbers. You can go look at those yourself. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the real world, where a friend of mine said, I got a friend who voted Democrat, but he wasn't going to vote for Hillary, but he couldn't stomach Trump. And you know what he said this time? Guy misses Trump. These are not anecdotes. These are legit. These are real stories of people that are saying, I've had enough. I'll give you some more data here in a bit. But I'm just telling you, this is not some small phenomenon, folks. This is a time for us to get on our haunch, get saddled up. Get saddled up and get in the fight. Be ready to charge. There is no better time than right now to do this. You're not going to get a better time. And the sooner you understand it, and the sooner that you understand that conflict is good. This is not a game. Your ability to confront may be the difference between life and death of your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. What you do today is going to have a ripple effect. I don't want to sound all gladiator speech before you, but it's true. This is not a game. And luckily, you are enthusiastic. You've seen enough. You know the cheat occurred. You know that Joe Biden has put in an illegal Supreme Court justice, that he has essentially presided over an illegal lockdown that took away your rights. And I could go on. I'll go more into detail here in a bit. You're smart people. And you better know that there are many people like you out there who are saying no more, not on my watch.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden takes a victory lap after signing a gun control bill into law late last month.
President Biden, outside the White House Monday morning, praised new gun control measures in the wake of recent shootings. Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is back in session on Monday, but not with the Senate leader. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, testing positive for COVID. USA Radio News. At least 50 million Americans are dealing with very hot temperatures. Cities including Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Palm Springs are expected to be above 110 degrees today. The humidity won't make life easy in Austin, Texas, as the capital city could feel like 111. Humidity also won't help the situation as cities in the mid-Atlantic and northeast see temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. The Commerce Secretary said on Sunday she thinks the nation can avoid a recession. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden says the Biden administration is trying to convince Americans the economy is better than it is.
All we need to do, the average American needs to go to the gas pump or the grocery store, and they know that we're in a heap of trouble.
He says that he believes 40-year high inflation is being caused by government overspending and a refusal to focus on domestic high energy production. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, it is Washington, D.C. And Alita, you were actually in the courtroom. What was the atmosphere like? How did the jury react? What happened in the atmosphere right there in the courtroom when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton herself approved of this scheme?
We've all been watching this for days, and I plan on being there every single day to make sure I hear every bit of testimony. This was amazing. I never heard so many pens click and start immediately writing. I got reporters asking me for clarification. What did that mean? What did that mean? Are they in trouble? And I said, that was very big. That was very big. He just cut it right to the top. And thank you very much, Robbie Mook, for what you did today. Made it very clear there was a phone call. She paid Fusion GPS through her campaign, through her lawyers, and that she was actually told that there were papers provided that had not been verified, that she had not, and they said we had no DNS expertise. We just figured the media would take it and do their own vetting. Now, remember, the media that they went to was Slate. It was not the New York Times. It was not the Wall Street Journal, which maybe is a little bit more sophisticated. It was Slate. On top of that, this was the same time that she was deleting emails and that she was having her own problems with her servers. So she and her team have an October surprise. And this has been a real big theme by the Durham team. And it's exactly what happened. And then October 31st, ironically, she retweets Jake Sullivan's tweet that, oh, my God, cybersecurity, crimes. Trump has a server with Alpha Bank. Complete lie.
Yeah.
I play that clip not to enlighten you in any way, because we already know what we know. We knew Hillary Clinton was over the misinformation. We knew that the Democrats colluded with all of this. There you have it. Confirmation of what we already know. 2,000 mules. Did you really need to see it to get confirmation? Of course not. But it's good that we have geo-tracking, the digital footprint of these 2,000 mules, which for the record, there were probably 10,000 mules. That's what Dinesh said when I was with him a couple days ago, 3 days ago. I'm glad you guys are back. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we're covering psychology today. And the reason why I covered this might be a better Friday show in the sense that I'm not interested in how many people got killed over the weekend or what is the next, you know, leftist, I'm going to clean it up, but peccadillo here, whatever they're doing. What I want to talk to you about is how these people can deal with the psychology of being wrong and how you need to deal with it. And I told you in the first hour of this program, the broadcast today, three simple words to get the left to back off. You are wrong. That's what you tell them. You're a racist. You are wrong. What do you mean I'm wrong? You know, and you say, in fact, once you say you are wrong, you then immediately follow it with the statement that they gave you. When they say you're a racist, you go, you are wrong. You are the racist. That's how you do it. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. What it does is this. When you say to somebody, you're wrong, and you say it with enthusiasm, you don't go, you are wrong. You go, you're wrong. And they go, and there's this, what? You just called me wrong. I'm not used to people telling me that I'm wrong. And there's a chemical-ish thing that happens inside of them where they're like, whoa, and it's fight or flight. Now, either way, you win. They run away, you win. They want to fight. The next statement out of your mouth is whatever they said to you. I promise you, folks, this works. They say, Kevin, you're a racist. You are wrong. You are the racist. And they have never been called this. They've never even contemplated the idea of their racism. That's why this is such a powerful tool. You're the racist. And when you say that, you say, how can you support the party that lynched black people? Now, I don't know if they'll know that or not. Hey, our party didn't lynch black people. It was the Republicans. Are you an idiot? You're racist? You know what? Let me compound what I said to you earlier. You are a racist and an idiot. Now you have two things. You got to go for it. Tell them everything they did. 386,000 white men, conservatives, Republicans, fighting against their white Southern brothers who wanted to keep black people in bondage, and you side with the bad guys. It all changed in the 50s, Kevin. All the Democrats became Republicans. You are wrong. You have no recollection of history. You don't know your racist history, you Democrat. See, that's what you do. You push it back on them. And let me tell you what eventually happens is they walk away. Because they can't get into a battle. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the paradigm of what I've been saying earlier. This idea of what if everything you knew was wrong, proven to be wrong. Then I discuss the psychology of being wrong. And we've all felt it. We've all been there. So here's what I want to ask you right now. What changed you? See, you changed into something. You've morphed. Were you a bad guy? Were you a bad girl? What? And I'm asking you this in the sense that at some point you had a come to Jesus meeting with yourself that said, I can't continue doing X. I can't continue being X. I can't continue whatever. Pick your verb in front of it. But you decided to change. Maybe it was picking bad boys. Maybe it was picking bad girls for relationships. Maybe it was business partners. Who knows? But at some point, you said, this is not working out for me. It's like Dr. Phil says, how's that working out for you? So when you watch Dr. Phil, you're watching leftists at work. You're watching people with problems, and their inability to solve them themselves creates a need for Dr. Phil to say, how's that working out for you? I was talking to an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, but I was talking to an acquaintance who was explaining to me the cyclic nature of the work that they do. I'm using it intentionally, not using he or she, but the work that they do. And my simple question was, what do you want out of the job? And this person could not tell me. And I said, well, then don't have an expectation of how they're going to perceive you at the job if you don't know what you want out of it. See, I could answer the question, what I want. Let's use my radio show. What do you want? I want maximum exposure for this show. Period. I need somebody who understands marketing, who takes this show and says, Kevin, I love what you do. I learned so much, and I want to help you achieve your goal. Remind me, what is your goal? I want maximum exposure for this show. I want people talking about this show every day. I want them retweeting it, quoting it, pushing it out there in every way, shape, or form. And I want people to talk about the author and say, oh my gosh, man, Kevin Jackson said something so profound today. He made me think. He made me question myself. Things like that. I see it nothing more than teaching. It's a professorship. I've got tenure. Can't be fired. I can be taken down, but they can't fire me. I can still say what I say. So that's what I would answer. But there are people who don't know the answer. So guess what? If you don't know the answer, somebody's going to give you the answer. But what caused you to change from a bad boy or a bad girl or whatever it was? Did you find religion? Speaking of religion, the archbishop or somebody, maybe it's a cardinal, he's banished Pelosi to H.E. Double Cricket Socks. She cannot have communion. I was going to say reunion. She can't have communion. It's been done before, but the Democrats are like, how dare he do that? Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. He can do what he wants. She's pro-abortion. At least we have one person in the Catholic Church who's got the cojones to push back against these evil leftists. But again, I ask you, what was your epiphany? Did whether it's on abortion or whether it's on tax policy or whether it's on Joe Biden or whether it's on Donald Trump, when was your epiphany? When did it hit home for you? An epiphany, they write, may change your life and most likely the life of people around you. Should have put the lives, but that's okay. It could be as simple as breaking a mental model, which could open many doors or neural pathways. Let's consider interesting examples. Allegedly, Albert Einstein was struck as a young child by being given a compass. And as a young child, he was struck by the unseen forces, rather, I should say, that made the compass move. And when we come back, we're going to delve into more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Taroka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mind blown. Ever had your mind blown? I'm talking about just like, whoa, what just happened? I often quote Descartes, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape." I love that quote because it's so true. Once you come to a part of understanding something, I don't care whether it's how to get in from one room to the next in a escape room or a video game or something profound, something that stops you in your tracks and makes you reassess. It's called an epiphany. And people have them. They don't come often because if you're living life and learning all the time, it's hard to have an epiphany. Anyway, I was talking about Albert Einstein, and they were in terms of discovery. And they said in 1905, after he spent an unsuccessful evening trying to reconcile Newtonian physics and Maxwell's equations, and he was taking a trolley car to his house, and he looked behind him at the receding clock tower in Bern, this is in Switzerland, and realized that if the car sped up close to the speed of light, he would see the clock slow down. With this thought, he later remarked, "A storm broke loose in my mind," which would allow him to understand special relativity. Einstein had a second epiphany 2 years later in 1907, which he called, quote, "the happiest thought of my life," when he imagined an elevator falling and realized that the passenger would not be able to tell the difference between the weightlessness of falling and the weightlessness of space, a thought which allowed him to generalize his theory of relativity to include gravity as a curvature in the space-time continuum. Inspiration struck. An epiphany. Something driving a bigger thought. Here's what they wrote in Psychology Today. "Throughout my research and discussions about epiphanies over the past couple of years, I get asked this question a lot. What do you mean by epiphany? Example. As I said in my book, everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Mutual of Omaha is talking about realizations and awakenings, and many times these are referred to as aha moments. But to me, the term is a little more casual and speaks more to everyday insights. But epiphanies, I mean major, life-changing revelations, things that have had the greatest impact on our lives." Now, why am I talking about this again? I'm talking about this because the Democrats have a lot of people who are having epiphanies. They have a lot of people who are starting to wonder, what's going on with this party? And it's starting to hit them, maybe financially. Bidenflation, gas prices. Maybe they're trying to get a home and they can't afford it. Maybe they want to sell their home, but they're concerned that they can't get another. And I don't know. But I tell you this, the best way to teach a leftist is when they have to face their demons. When they have to live their scandals. And that's exactly what's happening right now under Biden. The author of this article goes on to say, "It's been very interesting to notice that every single person I've talked to, whether the person has spiritual beliefs or not, speaks of these kind of moments with a sense of reverence. In fact, yesterday I watched Oprah disclose to the world that she just discovered she had a half-sister she had no idea about because their mother had hidden and denied it for the past 50 years. Oprah said several times with tears in her eyes that she had an epiphany upon leaving their mother's home after meeting and speaking with her about it. Her realization was that their mother couldn't fully embrace their daughter she had given up for adoption because she was carrying so much shame about it and couldn't let it go." Let me tell you the other epiphany. The other epiphany is that Oprah was saying to herself, "This is the woman that raised me, and I can no longer trust everything that she says. I can no longer believe. Is there anything else you haven't told me?" She didn't say that in the article, but I can tell you that. That's an important thing. I remember when we started getting involved with kids to get them adopted. And they would say to us, "Be sure to tell these kids, don't hide it from them that they're adopted. Tell them that of all the children you could have gotten, you picked them." And that was, and it is a good feeling if someone said that. "I picked you. I didn't adopt you. You weren't discarded. You may have been discarded by your birth parent, but I chose you." Those are important words. Don't hide it from them. I had friends when I was younger. They didn't learn they were adopted until their teenage years. And they didn't like it. All this to tell you, there is a thing brewing out there. I don't know what to call it, but because it's not like it's some phenomenon that's happening in a single area. You know, like they found out some new revelation about drug use. This is just something that's brewing in the psyche of America that says, if you continue to lie to me, I'm going to have an epiphany. And I'm telling you, it would be one thing if it was the epiphany that, well, they lied to cover for Hillary. But that epiphany might be Biden's notebook, Hunter Biden's notebook. That epiphany could come by learning that it's Joe Biden that really is the big guy. That epiphany could come to learn that the Biden family really did extort and do things every time they were in another area of the world. Hunter was on task to do something for the family. And I could go on. It could be an epiphany for the Democratic Party that you find out that they really don't care about people. Back to Oprah. She said she realized her mother was stuck because of her shame, and revealed that she recognizes that she also wants to carry the burden of shame for getting pregnant and having a baby. Oprah, the woman who basically coined the term aha moment, did not use that term in talking about this powerful and extremely personal story. To describe this profound and emotional moment of revelation about her mother, Oprah used the term epiphany. I think I agree. An aha moment is like, ah, I woke up to something temporarily. It was a little thing. But when you have an epiphany, it's life changing. Let me ask you this. Do you know a Democrat who switched? I know a bunch of them. And I always ask this question. And the reason I ask it is because I understand those moments of clarity. What happens when you hit that moment of clarity where everything comes into focus and you go, now I get it. Now I see it. That's the importance, and maybe that's why the people who flip are revered, because they will tell you, it was this moment that I knew. My good friend, Clarence Mason Weaver, Clarence said, Kevin, he said, man, I was out there, I was a rising star of the Democrats. He said, one day I woke up, he goes, I could have all the women, I could have the money. These people were touting me around like I was the next thing since the coming of Jesus. He said, and I woke up. And I thought to myself, in a moment of clarity, I don't believe a word of what I'm saying. I don't believe it. I wasn't raised this way. I don't feel this way. He goes, I dropped the Democrat Party right at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, this dude is amazing. He would be more well known than Cornel West, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and any of these other race pimps combined. This dude is I've told this story about Clarence. Every time I speak to this guy, I get a history lesson. I get more armament on being a conservative. Not that I need it, but it is a pep talk that you certainly wouldn't turn down. And people don't really know him on it because he's less known than Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and others, but he is just as profound, certainly to me. And I'm telling you, if he had stayed on the other side of this issue, he'd be filthy rich, but he dropped it all in a day because he had clarity. It was an epiphany that hit him. So I say to conservatives, fear not, folks. Fear not. Democrats are in big trouble. They had a mass exodus in 2020. They're going to have another one. Independents want nothing to do with them. And you also have what's happening to us as we get stronger and our faith is conservatives. So hang in there. It's going to be great news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.